Yay! Yay! Big Hood in the beard. Big Hood in the beard. What up? How about the boys? The Dallas Cowboys.
Yeah.
What up? What up? What up? What up? How about them boys?
So just looking at the screen here, we didn't even talk about this at all, but what about these Hall of Fame like busts that they make? These are so bad. That doesn't even look like them.
We're looking at the
Emmitt Smith beside his Easter egg bunny chocolate. Like, it looks like, you know, an Easter, like an actual bunny, and then the Easter bunny version of it, the chocolate.
Yeah. Well, totally.
Before we go on to
the Easter rabbit,
before you go on to anything else, do Deion Sanders,
his bust.
Okay. Yeah, get one like this. I'm so glad you had that, because I was like, how am I gonna kick into the episode here?
We're just hopping in here. Oh my goodness! whoa, Deion.
So we're looking at Deion Sanders Hall of Fame bust, and I hope they didn't pay the person that did it.
So for anybody who's wondering, we'll throw it on the Dallas Cowboys Can Fan Instagram
IG. Hey, good segue about that IG. The best IG, Dallas Cowboys Entertainment page on the Instagram. And then if you're looking for the video version of us talking, where can you find that there, dear AJ?
All right, so we need you guys to start subscribing to us so we can actually get our own official URL. But right now, just search Dallas Cowboys Can Fan and we'll pop up.
So what do you need? You need a hundo?
I think it's like a...
It's 100.
There's a few things, yeah.
It's 100.
We need 100 subscribers.
And we're at 30.
It's 100.
13%.
87 to go.
And we're in the off season, baby. It's nothing.
Off season, we ain't no thing. We're going to be here every week. You can find us on Tuesdays. New episodes drop on Tuesdays. We do have the premiere. You can go on YouTube and watch the premiere with us. We had a couple people watching it. It's actually a pretty fun little knick-knack, I guess, on YouTube.
Yeah. It's you can watch it live on Tuesdays at 8 a.m. But if you're an audiophile and you just want that audio.
Any major podcast platform will have it.
And we talked about doing a live premiere at like an 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, so that our illustrious Dallas Cowboys Can Fan pod host, Anth Best, could be on, wearing his Risky Business sunglasses and all.
Yeah, boy. Yeah, giving
some up short shots.
8 a.m., I won't be able to sneak into the porta potty at work and watch with you guys.
Maybe for a quick deuce.
Just a quick shit.
What are you doing? And what are you doing in there? Who are you talking to?
All they hear is, "How about them boys?"
Yeah, we back.
Then Ant's going to his 8 a.m. chat.
Yeah, it's 45-minute shit.
Where's our site supervisor? He's
shit eating again.
He's keeps going back to the bathroom. Do you have an IBS, irritable bowel syndrome?
Just on Tuesdays.
Bring a doctor's note.
So we are in the Sahara Desert of NFL news right now.
It's crap.
I mean,
it's crap.
We could dive into rounds 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, but as any avid listener of us knows, we're not the biggest stat.
We're high level.
We like to shoot.
I'm not a stats man.
We're not a stats guy. We don't dive in that far. I mean, eventually, once we do have the draft. Mm-hmm. Sure, we'll be able to dive into the second, third, fourth, fifth round, sixth round, show highlights, talk about their careers. But I couldn't name a person outside of the first round.
We got some fun shows coming up anyways, but we'll start to roll those out once the season gets started. New locations, new ideas.
Yeah, and ultimately no one's tuning in here to hear what our statistician is. We don't have any NFL researchers here.
No.
We fucking laugh at the chocolate heads.
Yeah, look at that. Doesn't they just look so bad? Some of them look good, but that Emmitt Smith's does not look good. And then
Emmitt Smith's looks like he's an 88-year-old man. It's like they're like, okay, we're going to do one of you when we figure you're going to die. So,
he looks young. Yeah. And even the Deion one, he did not look like him. He looked like a... Look at that.
I don't know what that is. It looks like maybe like... remember the the Earth, Captain Earth? America?
Captain Planet.
He looks like a Captain Planet.
Captain Planet.
So when they do something like this, they actually sculpt it. They don't do a...
Well, they must
a
take
casting.
They must take some sort of like face molding of them.
Yeah,
okay. and then they'll sculpt around that. Similar to what they'll do for like. he totally looks like Captain Planet.
The only thing they're missing is that is the little mullet hair.
Okay, so you know what? But... check out the Dallas Cat. We're gonna pose this, but the last one we'll do a side by side on Dion and Captain Planet, and we want to hear what your take is. Do you agree or disagree?
If they disagree, they're fucking idiots because that's like a
bro. Those are your fans. What do you? You can't say it.
Done, son.
All right, guys. Let's get into our list here.
Let's get into it.
Not much going on, so we kind of had to pull some
stops,
some kind of evergreen content.
And I mean, let's just say this: this is our first week without having an additional guest, so that's why we're paying tribute to Romanowski, Tony Romo.
Yeah. So okay, the one and only number nine, son.
Tony. Okay, before we jump into this, just popped into my head.
Okay.
Tony Romo has around the league is known for.
Don't make me upset.
We know. I'm not trying to get you upset. I'm saying it's not. You know what I'm going to say?
What, choking?
No. He had that. The fumble.
He couldn't win the big game.
He couldn't win the big game. No, there was that one play.
Against Seattle, he fumbled. He shouldn't have been taking the fucking
snap.
He shouldn't have been placing the ball for the point after. Why is your starting quarterback placing the ball? Actually, I have a buddy.
No one can replace me.
Actually, you might know him. Do you know Roop? Vink's buddy Roop. Yep. He was at that game.
No way.
Yeah, he was down in Seattle for that. He's a huge Cowboys fan. Roop's a huge Cowboys fan. But
we'll have to get him on the cast.
I mean, he shouldn't have been in that situation, so it's kind of unfair for him. Plus, if you watch that play, if the kicker just grew a fucking pair and would have chop blocked the guy coming, Romo runs in for six.
Right. Sure. All I'm saying, I'm not judging that.
I get heated.
No.
Romo's my boy.
But I feel like he's got, like, that is because he never won a Super Bowl, that now he's looked at as a chump or almost like you look differently at his stats.
Well, yeah, obviously.
What at his accomplishments.
You're going to look at a quarterback, and when you play for Dallas, there's going to be more scrutiny. Yes, he didn't win a Super Bowl, but I mean, in Romo's defense, I could do a 40-minute podcast defending Romo. I did it for 12 years. But in Romo's defense, he never had a good rusher. His defense were always subpar.
Who do you think out of the two quarterbacks? Do you think it's Romo or Eli Manning that gets more flack?
Oh fuck! I mean, this is the thing. Eli has the Super Bowls too, right? But I still think the overall thought from NFL fans, if you had to pick a quarterback to take on your team, I still think most people would take Romo over Eli.
But let's also just be honest. They are both the two most non-looking quarterbacks in the history of football.
Romo's a fucking G, man.
Regardless if he's a G.
You know what?
And Eli Manning side by side, they look like they're fucking... I was going to say chess players or something. Like, they do not look like QBs.
I mean, look at Matt Ryan.
Yeah, but have you ever seen Matt Ryan
walk in? Matt Ryan looks like the head of the IT department.
For the Falcons?
Hi, I'm Matt Ryan.
Sir,
do you
have your pass?
Is your internet down?
There's just this picture of him where he's walking into...
Romo?
No, it's Matt Ryan.
Romo or Ryan?
It's Matt Ryan. He's like walking into
a game. Like,
yeah, and he just looks like, hey, I'm dropping my son's gear. My son forgot his helmet. I'm just bringing it in for him.
Matt Ryan is a likable guy, though. I will say this.
We're not talking about likes. We're talking about a vanity thing. I mean, I think they're both likable guys. I listen to them when they're talking on any of the Sports Center stuff.
Yeah.
But we're not talking about that. We're talking about, do they look like a quarterback?
Tony Romo. Well, no, he didn't even get drafted.
Romo didn't?
No, Romo wasn't drafted.
Classic.
So he was a free agent, one of the greatest free agent signings ever.
Debatable.
It's really not debatable. He holds every Dallas Cowboys passing record you can think of.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but
you said free agent ever. I bet you there's a free agent.
Do top 10 best free not free agent.
You said
undrafted.
Undrafted, and then signed as a free agent.
QBs?
He was never a free agent. He always got
QBs
taken.
Or players?
He was undrafted.
No, players. Do players. Do best undrafted players, and Romo will be on that list 100%.
Yeah, but you said best.
Tony Romo, boom, second fucking one.
Okay,
son.
So who's number one?
Wes Welker.
Yeah,
but, I mean,
exactly.
Well, yeah, he's not, actually. Let's scroll down and see.
Wes Welker has more I mean, I okay. It's
Warren
also
okay. Warren. Good. Okay, okay.
Yeah, but who's number one?
Kurt Warner. That's a good one.
Kurt Warner. Yep.
Doug Flutie. Doug Flutie's not on there.
We're getting to him.
Keep going.
Oh, Vinatieri.
Give us the numbers. Like, you guys are both in awestruck right now, but our listeners, neither nor our viewers can see what we're scrolling through right now.
They have Roma at 23, which is asinine. Athlon Sports, you guys are a terrible page, and you shouldn't even be on the internet.
Whoa, they're ranking. Hey, they got great SEO because they're ranked number one
for the keyword.
This is the thing. The two names that came up are number 23 and 20. Actually, the top three were probably the. Anyways, Romo is, in my opinion, a top 10 undrafted player.
Well, okay,
starting quarterback. Let's just
agree to the fact that these PBR,
vodka,
whatever the heck.
Yeah, what is it? Strong vodka soda. Hey, PBR, we looking for sponsors, son?
Yeah. Look, before we get back on track, let's do a throw out to PBR.
Yeah, and let's just say this: it's our DC colors that we want, right?
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
So put this on as a, you know, right now we have this jumbled together intro where we're either saying we back or a big HUD. How about this? Welcome to the Dallas Cowboys Can Fan Podcast, sponsored by Strong Vodka Soda.
No.
Okay, if PBR was throwing down
I'm telling you, straight up
sponsor, you know they're going to want a more professional intro than that.
If I will not have some fucking, I won't have it.
You want nudes?
No, I don't care about the PBR or the nudes. I just don't want to hear some intro like that.
Like Wayne's World?
Guess what? Luckily we're going to pull a Wayne's World on him.
And when you go to the studio?
In the studio, yeah, they're actually just shooting.
Wayne's
they're just in a basement
World.
On a studio.
Wayne's World, party on.
The only way it'll be like us saying what the episode's about, maybe saying sponsors, but it's not going to be some Disneyland.
Oh, it is not. It is going to 100%. We're going to 100% sell out, and we're going to say, welcome everybody to the Dallas Cowboys Can Fan Podcast, sponsored by
there's only
PBR, your choice in vodka soda. Today, your host, Anthony Bessie, is drinking a clear blue Razz made with natural flavors.
I will fucking
eat. Let's get on with the show.
I will suck start a pistol if we do that.
I thought you were going to say you would suck a dick if I did that.
I'd do the opposite. I'd make you suck my wiener.
You know what? I would.
Bye, bros. All right.
Bite it.
In case you didn't know, Adam and Anther are brothers. So.
Hey, bro.
All right, let's get into the Rushmore. Everyone's been waiting since the start of the cast. We've been keeping that anticipation hot. Now, I'm going to throw out my thought of this just so I can control the room. However, I'm open to not doing this. So,
I forfeit my choice. You know what? I'm gonna stay in it.
Okay, the Rushmore doesn't have, like, technically is not necessarily the best players in Dallas Cowboy
influential
history.
Possibly.
It's exactly. It's the It's if you had to tell the story of the Dallas Cowboys with four people,
yep.
Whose four stories help to tell that, and it certainly might be four players.
But. So when you first said the Rushmore thing to me, like you had mentioned when we were just kind of texting in the group chat there, I kind of went to my head right away. I was like, well, I think most of my picks wouldn't even be players.
Mm.
And then that's why I was also brought up to you, well, maybe I'd have two. Maybe I'd have one, like, you know, four behind-the-scenes type people and then maybe four players because obviously at the end of the day, the players are the ones that are getting the product, right?
Let's do it.
So I think obviously for what do you want to start, the players or do you want to start?
Let's do players because it's a little more probably there's some obvious ones, I think.
And I'd also be interested to hear like what would your ultra be? So like if took players and behind the scenes dudes.
Let's do players, team,
okay.
And then try to
and then okay.
A collage.
Yeah, then we'll take it, right?
I see what you're saying. So
obviously we know you're taking Romo.
No, I'm actually not. It's funny
surprise.
Because the four players that I would pick are the retired numbers.
So we've got Smith.
I don't know if I would put Aikman on there though. So you have Emmitt Smith. I mean, this is another podcast. You can argue. I think Emmitt Smith's the greatest running back that has ever played.
I think he may be on the NFL Rushmore, perhaps.
He should be. But anyways, Emmitt Smith's up there. Roger Staubach's up there. Bob Lilly's up there. The only one that I might not put up is possibly Aikman. But then to replace him, who do you take as a player? It may be a preference, but Aikman has the most most Super Bowl wins as the Dallas Cowboys quarterback. So I think you have to put those four guys on.
No defense though. No.
Yeah, Bob Lilly.
Right.
So he's the other one, and he was the very first ever Dallas Cowboys draft pick. So he's got to be on there, and he ended up being a Hall of Famer. So I mean, he's kind of a shoe-in.
I feel like Aikman has to be because he was the quarterback that won those bowls. So
then this is another Rushmore. Should I do my own personal favorite Rushmore?
Yeah. This is your Rushmore.
So my
NFL
Rushmore 100% would be Romo.
That's why he's there.
Romo would be on there. Dez would be on there. And this is all like in the last 20 years. DeMarcus Ware. And trying to think of maybe another. Probably, and I'm probably going to get flack for this, but he could have been a Hall of Famer. He just, like we've always talked about, some guys just don't have not the toughness, but the body doesn't have the attrition to make it. Sean Lee, man. Sean Lee could have been such a fucking good player.
So this would be more of like the modern.
My favorite players. Yes. My Rushmore. Probably no one else's. I mean, Dez and Romo probably are a lot of fans. But for me, being a fan from, you know, being, 17 or 18 till now 30, almost 34, those have been my four, like, favorite players.
A good list. I mean, look, the two starting quarterbacks, like, make sense, right? Like, yep. in your time. And Ware, that's just a good old CFL.
CFL?
No. I'm thinking
DeMarcus Ware, dude. DeMarcus Ware. He ended up going to the Broncos and winning the Super Bowl. Ware was beware of D Ware, man. He was an absolute freak.
Who was the Canadian?
Cameron Wake.
Sorry.
You're thinking of Cameron Wake, and he went to the Dolphins. And then, so our other one behind the scenes,
team or personnel?
Personnel. You got to do Tom Landry. I don't know the record. He had like 20 something winning seasons in a row.
Yeah, something I think crazy he, like again, that. He is potentially a NFL
GOAT,
Rushmore as well.
Yeah,
right?
Tom. People always think of the hat. You know, Tom Landry, Jimmy Johnson, without a doubt. Jerry Jones, you got to put him on. Just what he's done for the Cowboys are the biggest sports franchise in the world because of Jerry Jones.
Absolutely.
And then a fourth one is a tough one. Probably Stephen Jones, even Jerry's son.
Son of Jones?
Yeah, because he's actually, in the last few years, he's kind of pushed Jerry away and kind of started. I think he's the COO. What are you guys doing over there? You guys got eyeballs looking. You're picking up some feed or something?
Yep. The technical team is always trying to make sure that we're bringing the ultra quality here.
I'll just keep jabbing
on. No, I don't think we're getting it in the headphones. Okay. It's just coming through speakers.
I think we're okay. But so back to Stephen Jones, he's kind of started to take the reins a little bit.
Yep. Sorry. Okay, we're back.
We're good. We're back.
So
well, back from the break. Just crisping on my clear blues rats. Yeah.
See that? Yeah. I wouldn't mind like a plug like that, like midway.
Wait, so old lizard skin Jerry is.
And I'm going to get flack for the Stephen Jones pick. I just can't think of another personnel person. Sure. So maybe my Rushmore's three people.
Just saving that.
Or the guy that sold Jerry Jones the Cowboys for $135 million.
Yeah, what about Post Malone's dad, who's head of food and beverage at the Dallas
Posty.
Cowboys?
Really?
Yep.
Damn. Post Malone's it was funny.
And you know what? You might as well put Post Malone on there as well, too.
When Post Malone was first coming out, Tay was showing me some of his songs, and I was kind of like watching him, and I was like, man, this guy sucks. And then I watched a video, and he was wearing a Cowboys jersey. I was like, oh, you know what? He's not that bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, I kind of like him.
Dudes, when I was in Thailand on a scooter smoking cigarettes like all the locals and just listening to Circles over and over again.
Yeah, right?
Drunk on
great beer. great song to be traveling to, by the way.
Oh yeah, yeah.
He said great. Chang beer. Every time someone says Chang beer, you got to flash your thigh up.
Oh yeah, I got a Chang beer tattoo.
There we are. Damn. Right there. Look at that thigh. Look at those We're gonna have to
barely get their shorts up.
Let me turn the exposure down because you just made everything so white.
Flashed.
Holy
it.
Schnikes.
Hey guys, it's
no, like your thighs are so white that you overexposed. You clipped the camera.
That's okay.
The sun is coming out. We're gonna get those sausages tanned right up.
Probably not. I'm not.
He's gonna have a big white line.
Yeah.
I'm okay with that.
I get the worst construction guy tan.
Okay, so now AJ. I definitely have no Mount Rushmore. If anything, I'd be like, yeah, Emmitt
Smith.
Before
you guys get into this, I can't wait because this year you guys are going to be invested in the Cowboys.
I know.
I'm
going to buy a jersey.
You have to.
I feel like I have to get one too. I am a Raiders fan, but I don't think that conflicts.
I'm a Raiders fan too, but
Different conferences.
Different conferences. Exactly. We probably play each other once every two years, I think.
By season, if I'm in, I'm in. I will convert my Sunday Seahawks wear to Dallas Cowboys camp. Your fans, our fans might hate the fact that the two of the producing partners here are non-Cowboy diehard fans. But guess what? We're coming in with a fresh perspective, and if we jump on the bandwagon because we's a bunch of bandwagon bitches, and we fucking take home a W this year, guess who's going to say, because we on the bandwagon, boys.
Hey, well, because we came on the... you're welcome.
Yeah, I'm already thanking you guys. Thanks for the Super Bowl.
You know what? Guess what? I think we just labeled ourselves the bandwagon boys.
We're okay with that.
Hey, welcome to the Dallas Cowboys Can Fan Pod, sponsored by PBR Clear Blue Raz, and produced by the Bandwagon Boys.
Where is that gun?
So future discussion. Which jersey?
I already know at what jersey.
Which jerseys?
Me
and
Ad
tell
will
me.
Have to buy. You're gonna get a CD Lamb, 100%.
That's debatable.
It's not debatable. I would bet money that Adam wears a CD Lamb.
I mean,
jersey.
If Adam goes CD Lamb, I obviously have to go Amari Cooper. I
was kind of hoping you'd do
bridging
Amari Cooper.
The gap.
Or we don't know who's going to get drafted first. Maybe both of you guys are going to be wearing Kyle Pitts jerseys.
Yeah, you know what? Here's the thing. AJ's going to rock Amari because he bleeds some silver and black in him.
Yep, fair.
Yeah.
So
he got that first injection. Okay, so Rushmore.
And you know what? I guess what? I might just go vintage. I might just go Fair vintage enough. And wear some Emmett.
You should get a Staubach.
Go safe. Vintage is safe with Cowboys because of the history. Like it's a historical. It's not like a binding blood pact. Okay, and this is maybe a real simple question. So whatever you can just get rid of it if you don't want. But you know how fans are and how teams are, and then you obviously know how you are. Because you are you.
That's
so
right.
With this, the new signings, Zeke, not new signings for Zeke necessarily, but now both of them signed long term. We're looking at probably what the next 4 years with this squad. Together.
Zeke, Dax obviously was 4 years, and I think Zeke's still going to be. I think his was 6 years, so they're both locked up for the next 4 years for sure.
Right. So we're pretty much that. Quality core is going to be stuck together, right?
Correct.
So with Zeke and Dak, though, on the helm, and I guess we can either be unrealistic or realistic when I ask these. So what are your personal expectations of the team over 5 years? Are we Super Bowl bound or are you, I mean, not your desires, obviously.
No.
Like, we want a Super Bowl, but like, What would make you be like, okay, it was worth all that if the Super Bowl is something that we know you want, but let's put that aside.
If Dak doesn't win a Super Bowl in the next 4 years, they better not re-sign him. They just paid him the second most money in NFL history.
Yeah.
Why did they pay him that? They paid him that to win a Super Bowl in this next 4 years. Zeke is the highest paid running back in the NFL. Why did they pay him that much? To help the Dallas Cowboys win a Super Bowl. So I don't think it's unrealistic to think that it's Super Bowl or bust because it should be. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, why the fuck are we paying these guys? Go throw Joe Blow Magoo in there and spend money elsewhere. If your quarterback, you pay a Patrick Mahomes what you do because you know every year you're going to have the chance at the Super Bowl, right?
Yep.
So, or an Aaron Rodgers. You know, if you want to be with the big boys and be up there, the expectations from me and the fan base. And I know we say it every year, even when our team isn't that good, we expect Super Bowl. But this just turns it up a bit. Like, I honestly think in the next 4 years, if they're not in the Super Bowl, I'll be really, really, really upset and disappointed.
So what about 12-4?
Super Bowl.
conference
Super Bowl.
No, Super Bowl.
Conference, fuck conference championships. If you're not, you don't pay a guy. I mean, we can't even get past the divisional round. But if we're not in the Super Bowl within the next 4 years, these contracts are bullshit. And why are you paying these guys that amount of money?
Damn. Harsh words. And Jerry.
Yeah, on an off season. Like, whole. I mean, sorry, on off season. Like,
you should have talked to me a month ago when this signing happened.
We did.
We had a pod. That's why we waited a month.
We had a pod.
But we didn't dive into that much. What's the expectation? It's a Super Bowl or it's a failure.
And so, well, look, yeah, you definitely are not. Like, Jerry Jones is not paying someone that amount of money to not win a Super Bowl. Hey, you know what? You're a nice guy. You deserve that.
I mean, but look, if you ask any team, even the fucking bottom dwellers, like, their stock answer is going to be, we want the Super Bowl this year.
Yeah, but the reason those bottom teams don't have the same, they don't have the skin in the game. We literally have paid two guys so much money to bring a Super Bowl.
Isn't that fucked? That, like, could you imagine having a team that just, obviously, they pay them the rough minimum that you need to pay, yeah. And then that's...
You know what would be a cool, like, obviously you can't do it the way sports go, but if you could do this weird experiment where you balance the money out perfectly, that every starting player makes the same amount of money or around the same amount of money, and see if that team would still compete. Because teams are so front-end loaded with, like, well, the Cowboys with three players, right? Amari, Zeke, and Dak. Sure. But, like, if they didn't have, maybe they have, you know, the top 15th running back or the top 15th quarterback, but then now they have players that are not even top 30 are now top 15. Like, is that team going to still be just as good?
Well, yeah. Yeah.
Quarterback's kind of tricky because, like we've talked about, there's only 10 to 15 decent quarterbacks in the world.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, look, there's 32 teams, right, in the NFL, right? So
I don't know. Until Toronto gets in there.
Is that?
I don't know. They talk about it all the time, but I'd imagine a franchise would have to move up there.
Toronto and London, I hear.
That's the only way I'll change. I'll still be a Cowboys fan, but if Canada gets a team, you gotta go with it, right?
Okay, yeah. But I mean, honestly, if Canada gets a team, they would have to, like, they're gonna be an expansion team, and they're probably not gonna have the type of capital.
How would they?
Well, no, it would, but they have to. Every team has the same amount of draft capital.
So in the NHL,
in
the NHL, there's a great documentary on the Las Vegas Knights.
It shows how they.
It shows how they pulled. Yeah, it's so good. Amazon Prime.
NHL.
Check it out.
I know different leagues have different. Like, baseball's fucked far as cap and. I don't know if the NHL is different or if it's the
same. NHL does have a hard cap.
It has a hard cap. Yeah.
So you can't spend more.
We're already at, what, 20 minutes?
27.
We're at 27 minutes already.
Yep.
Oh, this has been fun.
Look, we're halfway through. We're going strong. I mean,
this is good.
Sorry. So Zeke, back to the expectations here. Zeke, Dak, Cowboys. We need the Super Bowl within this contract.
Do you want me to kind of go a little bit less, you know, douchey and just say what I hope as a player Zeke does, possibly?
I mean, yes.
I would hope Zeke gets 1,200 yards and 8 touchdowns. If Zeke gets 1,200 yards and 8 touchdowns, which I don't think he should have a problem doing.
17 games, bro. He better get 1,200 yards.
Oh, yeah,
yards,
17 but... games. Oh, I forgot about that.
So whatever. Let's
1,300
extrapolate that for the from a 16.
We have never lived in this time.
It's kind of speaking of that, I know we talked about it a lot, but I just feel like it's gonna fuck my whole draft up. It's gonna fuck my whole team up. I'm already shit in the bed.
You're already feeling the fantasy effect.
I'm already upset about it. Yeah.
Look, I am an emotional fantasy player, and one of our friends after last episode talking about dropping Saquon,
who's going to be a guest soon.
Whoa, are we gonna pull? Is this a hot button topic?
No, it's not really a hot button. I mean, the fact of the matter is,
do we need to get some cheers?
Yeah.
I called Saquon Mr. Glass. I pulled him 2 years, injuries, rode the pine. And you know what? This is, and again, it's one of those things where we're using the official NFL app for fantasy football. And for whatever reason, I couldn't dump Saquon onto the IR.
Timeout. Oh, and you couldn't put him on the IR.
I couldn't put him on the IR at the time. And I was starting to, my team was on like a winning streak. So I was like, okay, well,
you needed to win.
I needed to win, and I needed to dump him to pick somebody else up as like a wedge player. So I thought about, okay, well, you know, I could have him ride the pine, and then I could maybe either keep him for next year or trade him off or whatever the case may be. But you know what? I'm also an emotional
eater.
I'm an emotional eater and I'm an emotional player.
So first I grabbed a pill of ice cream before I dropped him.
So I said, you know what? Fuck this guy. 2 years in a row. Fuck you, Mr. Glass.
Back to Saquon. Everyone's already crowned him as this really good running back. Everyone keeps saying that he's, and I'm a huge Zeke fan, everyone says he should be better taken ahead of Zeke. Where's the numbers that back that?
Look, we talked about it last time, and it's Saquon might be, let's just as an argument that someone could say Saquon is a better skilled player than Zeke Elliott.
Would I know? Guess what?
I know it. That's exactly.
In Madden?
He can't. if you're injured for six games every single year,
you're not a better
player.
And
you're not valuable to the team.
Right.
Yeah,
right?
You're a villain in an M. Night Shyamalan movie.
Right.
You're Mr. fucking Glass.
Except for we can all tell what that twist is.
Yeah. There's no twist except for your fucking legs.
Except for your legs, son.
Saquon, so.
Now, that being said, he is young enough that he can come back.
Oh, yeah, he's still young. He's like maybe 24 or something. Yeah. So, but back to Zeke. If Zeke can get 1,300 yards because 17-game season and 8.5 touchdowns.
8 to 9 touchdowns.
8 to 9 touchdowns. I would be happy about that. I honestly think he'll do. I think he'll have a.
And you know what? Here's the thing. It's why he has the number one billing spot on this pod. You know, he's right beside our main host, sitting there with that proud number 21 jersey.
Oh, I was like, what the fuck are you talking about?
And as well, too, like, look, I'm a running back guy as well. So if I'm going to get any jersey, it's going to be Emmett, or I will get a Zeke jersey.
Oh, a Zeke jersey would be flash.
Well, now, yeah, I mean, I'm.
Time out, because we're talking about Zeke, and this just popped in my head. A guy that I work with, he's a diehard Seahawks fan. Mm-hmm. He's like 19. We always talk football. Told him I got the cast, and, you know, we joke around. His name's Jack Foreman, you little fucker if you're listening to this. He bet me, we have a bet, a jersey bet. If Zeke gets over 1,000 yards, he has to buy me a Stitch Zeke jersey. He just has to get over 1,000 yards. If Zeke gets under 1,000 yards, I have to buy him a DK Metcalf.
You better get your jersey ready,
right? I text him every once in a while. I'll just say, or I'll send him a picture of NFL.com of one of the jerseys. I'll be like, ooh, this one looks good.
I mean, better buy it on sale now.
But I didn't do like an injury clause. So if Zeke gets hurt and is out, I mean, it's a little bit of a, but he should hit 1,000 yards.
It's a little bit of a wavering bet. But let's just say this for.
How do you figure it's a wavering bet? It's almost a slam dunk.
I'm just saying if Zeke gets injured.
You can't bet like a bitch. You got to fucking go for it.
Then homie 19-year-olds get a nice crisp Stitch DK.
Yeah, hopefully my big piece of poo wrapped in it when I give it to him.
Would you do that?
No, I'd give it.
You
to
take
him.
A nice big dump on.
No,
DK
I wouldn't
Metcalf?
Do that. I'd say props. You won.
Look, I'm a Seahawks fan, so
you
I love me some DK Metcalf.
He's an animal.
Yeah.
Now, but look, your boy's got to worry about Russell Wilson not.
Crybabying his way out of Seattle.
Exactly. So.
Okay, would you take Russell Wilson over Dak Prescott?
No.
Are you just saying that because you're a true diehard Dallas Cowboys answer right there?
Because it's irrelevant if I would take him or not.
Okay,
Dak's locked in for the next four years at $135 million.
Irrelevant or not?
It's irrelevant.
Okay. Irrelevant.
The answer is no.
Okay, irrelevant
no.
or not?
No.
Irrelevant or not?
No.
Okay, irrelevant or not? Who would you like? Any receiver in the NFL, who do you want on the receiving end of a Dak Prescott fire cannon?
Amari Cooper.
It's okay, not on the Cowboys.
Not on the Cowboys?
Yeah.
Kyle Pitts.
It's a good choice.
I mean, honestly, hey, it checks the boxes.
That was a good answer.
We were testing to see if this guy was the proper host or if we'd have to go to his fucking... his pal Kid Morv to come in and host
Mushroom Boy,
Mushroom Man,
Mushroom Morv,
fucking Super Mario, Mushroom Morv, Super Mario Brother Morv,
Super Shroomy, Super Shroomio,
Super Shroomio.
All right, let's move on because look, the fact is,
I asked the question. I knew the answer. Super Bowl.
Super Bowl or bust.
But now, Bessie, we always start to get our shit together around 11 o'clock at night on Friday, probably. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Have a couple drinks, and we're starting to get the juices flowing about what we're going to talk about. And we start to say, oh, shit, there's not lots to talk about. This is the fucking Sahara Desert of the season right now.
But yeah, we've gone 35 minutes. And we talked about
we figured it out.
We will never have an issue just talking. No. I don't with us three, we will figure out a way to get 45 minutes.
And I was like, oh, like it would be great. Let's fill some time. We'll just chat with each other. We'll let the people know who we are. Haven't said one. People don't even know what my favorite color is. So,
and you know what? I think that's a good thing.
Yeah,
probably.
But obviously, it's fucking blue. You bleed right, white and blue on this podcast, bro.
That's right.
Silver and blue.
I'm sorry. Yeah, what's obviously. I'm new to the game. I now I know it's silver.
Oh my god,
silver and black.
You're gonna
so cool.
You're gonna be laying in bed tonight. I can't believe I said white and blue.
Okay, cowboy host.
Yeah.
What's the Pantone, which is the actual color? What's the Pantone color of the Dallas Cowboys?
Like their actual color?
Yeah. What's the color? What is the actual Pantone of it?
I don't fucking know. Blue, white, silver, one of them? That's the stupidest question I've ever heard. I don't know.
The Dallas Cowboys hex is 0035 94. Actually, when we're doing our graphics, funny enough, that's why I clicked this link because I mean, you guys can't see this who are listening, but
get the Pantone.
The Pantone.
So what is the Pantone? Royal blue?
It's fucking the blue hex color, okay, bro. Don't worry. Anyways, you guys can Google that if you want it.
Okay, I guaranteed zero people Google that.
No one's going to Google it.
So let's talk about something really quick before we move on to our final round.
Well, no, not
like we're some fucking game show.
Yes, we got something that you brought up, Adam, and it's actually pretty interesting, nerdy shit, of course.
Okay, so NFT, non-fungible tokens. Obviously, any type of like digital YouTube
blockchain.
Video that any blockchain stuff, you're hearing about NFTs. You hear a lot of people commenting on like how stupid it is.
Wait, time out though. So, because me, I still don't really know what the fuck we're talking about.
Okay. So a non-fungible token, NFT, it's basically...
But why are we talking about this for sports?
Okay, so we're talking about this for sports because of this. So it's a trading card. It's a digital asset.
Gotcha.
You don't...
This is why you had this up.
Yeah. So basically, let's say, and cool. We're going to use this Top Shelf is what the NBA launched. I don't know if the NFL has anything yet. And furthermore, the conversation I wanted to come into is like NFL trading cards were never like a thing. It wasn't like as popular as NBA or
what
baseball.
About Tom Brady just going for 2.3 million?
Okay. So
his rookie card.
Okay. So
sorry.
Was that what how
a
much?
A real
card. This happened not too long ago.
Okay, so
the two records. Sorry to cut you off, but the last two records for NFL trading cards were Tom Brady bought recently, and then a year before was the same card of Tom Brady's bought again.
Okay, so that's a great point. So NFL, I don't know if they came into it. So NFTs are a non-fungible token. It's a digital asset that you own. They could be limited or they could be mass produced. So
exclusive?
You own it and then you can sell it. So for instance, in the NBA
has like a serial number or something?
Yep. So in the NBA they have a thing called Top Shelf. They're releasing packs, so you pay $9, you get three cards, and one of those cards could be worth, you could flip it for $1,500.
So what are you saying? We got to all go double down and drop fucking $2,000 into this and start popping cards off?
Well, you don't even have to spend that much. So a guy I work with, him and his kids are doing it, and they got a Kawhi Leonard moment. So it's like him getting a dunk in one moment.
It's it's an actual like...
Yeah,
yeah,
so it could be that, or it could be like kind of just like a digital card. Like it could be anything. The NBA is doing like moments. So like LeBron dunking... went for like $200,000 or something like that.
Fuck,
and
that's crazy.
There's legendary cards. Like they haven't started to really take off. So like, let's say for instance, you look at something like Michael Jordan. Michael Jordan does a dunk. It becomes an NFT. It's the only, they have three of them. Like those things are going to go for so much money.
For idiot laymans like myself, why
is it so valuable? It's okay. It's a piece. I can't. Can I just download this meme?
Yeah. Can I just YouTube it?
Yeah, you can. Yeah, absolutely, you can. But it's like saying
it's for rich people to put an It's another asset.
It would be like me saying, okay, why would you want that LeBron rookie card?
Should we launder money through this?
I went onto Google. I went onto Google and I found a LeBron rookie card. Why would I want to have the actual card?
Because you actually have a piece that no one else can have.
Well, it's the same thing.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
It's not. If you have this clip of LeBron dunking, I can go on YouTube and type it in and see the exact same fucking play.
And then
a million times.
And then everybody, regardless, I'm not even defending NFTs.
Defend your product. Defend your product or get the fuck out of here.
Are you trying to launch a Dallas Cowboys? What is it? DFD? What is it?
An NFT. And you know what? Can I just say something? Can you two schleps just fuck and shut the fuck up?
Okay. I was gonna say crypto bitch over here.
It would be funny to do a Dallas Cowboys NFT. Oh, sorry, CanFanPod NFT. And it goes out now, and then, you know, no one buys it. You maybe issue one, and who knows? Maybe it becomes. All I know is that this fucking guy named Beeple, Google it, and this is what I wanted to talk about, but you guys keep cutting me off. So
I'm five beers deep, bro. And by beers, I mean pussy seltzers.
So Beeple, type in Beeple.
Yeah, I got that.
His collage of digital art, this is how stupid it is. His collage of digital art went for $60 million.
That's dumb.
Okay, so here's
as my boy.
Okay, but you know,
Alvin Kamara says shit dumb as hell.
Okay, but here's what I think, because it's anonymous, and I think when it first launched, you'd have to buy it through like a Bitcoin account or some sort of crypto account, so it's all anonymous. So nobody knows who actually bought this Beeple one for $60 million. What I think happened, because a company like the NBA. So if we go back to trading cards and collectibles. First, you're looking at kids who are buying sneakers, and it's kids who grew up wanting like Air Force Ones and these limited edition drops. So they buy them and they flip them and they make a bunch of money. So the sneaker games, like all these, all buying and flipping sneakers is kind of super saturated, and people are moving over to things like Pokemon cards or trading cards. So trading cards in the last 2 years has just blown up.
Big time. Where
value of everything. So people who are investing in other things are now investing money into trading cards. They'll get a Zion Williams trading card and they'll buy 100 of them for $1,000 a card. I'm just saying numbers. But in a year, the value goes up. So the investment into trading and collectibles are way higher. So NFT comes out, non-fungible tokens. It's a digital asset that you own. So yes, you're absolutely correct. You could watch it on YouTube, but people who are going to pay the money for those collectibles are going to say, well, that's not real. I own this. So here's the two interesting things.
They own the clip.
I think, yeah, exactly. They own the clip, or they own the image, or they own this special thing. I think that my prediction is that the NBA Top Shelf, or one company who's going to be producing NFTs, actually bought that Beeple one for $60 million.
Just to get
so much notoriety. So listen to this. They're making $1 million or something like $11 million every single pack drop. So they drop a pack. There's a digital lineup. So you have to get in line and to buy your pack. And on a basic pack for $9, they're making like $11 million.
Crazy.
When they drop a legendary pack, it's going to go up even more. So I think a company like Top Shelf probably bought that thing to drive
the
price up.
A little bit of false flag.
Yeah, exactly.
False flag themselves.
So that's the interesting thing I find there. The other thing that I think we're underestimating, I look at my kids. They're 10 years old. Right now, they play games like Fortnite. So Fortnite is a free game, everybody knows. And you buy fucking skins, or you buy different things that don't do anything to improve your gameplay. It's all aesthetic stuff. So what they're talking about is stuff
you can't get in game. You can only get from.
Yeah, and they'll do like a limited drop. A rare skin comes out, so you have to buy it then, and then 24 hours it's gone. So what I think is going to probably happen is, let's say you buy this LeBron dunking thing, and then in a game like GTA Online or some other fucking online Sims game,
you could throw your
NFT on the wall, or you could put it up somewhere so that you have bragging rights.
So this is my thing with this stuff. I'm not going to say bullshit, because I believe in a world with cryptocurrencies and, like you said, Fortnite, everything is going digital. So why wouldn't your typical trading card take some sort of, who knows, maybe as far as sports memorabilia goes, this is the next step. So mm-hmm. I'm not going to say it's stupid. I just think it's kind of weird, which I, at the same time, when someone first probably said crypto, Bitcoin, we're getting way off topic here. But when they first said crypto, Bitcoin, someone was probably like, why the fuck would I have a digital currency when I have a $5 bill in my pocket?
Yep. Yeah, well, it's also the same way that in like 1950, when kids were buying trading cards, they're like, why would you spend money
yeah,
on
no,
these,
fair enough.
These people, like these guys on a
but,
piece of cardboard?
But it's back to your original hypothesis about maybe it was the company that bought the $60 million one just to make it seem like it's a big deal.
I think, yeah, and I think... That's a real interesting thought.
The first tweet went out as an NFT and it sold for like $2 million.
Okay, so but now what we're getting down to though is exclusivity. So we come from the world, interestingly enough, our generation is the kind of the last one that went from. Do you remember getting a computer room?
We were born. Before the internet. Like
we were born before the internet, then we grew up with it. So we know, collecting cards. But the mentality of anyone born now, it's the same idea.
Why the fuck would I rent a movie at a store?
Exactly. And we know that experience is like fun, but maybe it's not. Right? Maybe it's just nostalgic to us. So with these cards, I have a whole bunch of hockey cards. Guess what? A lot of them are fucking bummed up because I haven't looked after them over the years. And maybe they're worth $800. But what is this... The digital is always going to be a pristine...
Yeah. Well, going forward, anyways.
Copy. I know it's silly because it's digital. And to me, I would still probably value a real rookie card. But who cares?
That's the exact thing. So, like, a real rookie card isn't going to be an actual card anymore. It's going to be this NFT. So you're
saying they're going to take away, like...
Well, they probably will. I mean, if they're making this amount of money on this, like, I mean, obviously right now there's going to be a transition and cards are going to still come up. And actually the fucking the value of like trading cards are probably going to go up even more because they're going to become even more rare. But what person, like, it's the same, like, okay. So I'm Logan Paul. This is the first time I heard of NFTs. He was doing a Pokemon box break.
You lost me at Logan Paul.
Okay.
Bro.
So Logan Paul's collecting these Pokemon cards and he increased the value for cards like, 500%. So I was watching this. I don't know anything about Pokemon cards, but I like when you're opening up a pack to see what it gets. So he's doing these box breaks and he's like, the box is $1 million box. And he started selling off these packs. So like each pack was going for $30,000.
Can I just cut you off?
Hang on. No.
Oh
just
my God.
Sec.
I don't want to cut you off so bad.
I'm saying what us people who've ever collected something in their lives, it's the same type of mentality. You buy this pack. So this is what happened. This is why I spend.
You got 5 seconds. Finish it.
I spend $9.
Okay.
On an NFT from Top Shelf. I don't know what 3 NFTs I'm going to get. So when I click open, it unpacks it. And then all of a sudden I could get a LeBron James. I spend $9 and now I made $20,000.
Okay. So back to what I want to say is 2 things I never, ever wanted to talk about on this podcast. Logan Paul, Pokemon cards.
So
and
you don't,
you're fired.
Okay, so you don't.
You're fired.
Okay, but you
I am in your house, but
you don't want to talk about Jake Paul versus Ben.
I might pay $70 tonight to watch that
to see if Jake Paul. I said to Alex, I think Jake Paul's gonna.
Jake Paul.
I think he's gonna be
so off topic, and I don't care because
we're off the rails.
Who gives a fuck?
No,
but let's just go with the Jake Paul. I watched like the guy can actually scrap.
Well, he's been boxing for 3 years, so he's
at the age where you can retain everything.
Well, yeah, Ben Askren's is an Olympic wrestler who's in mixed martial arts. Really
Have
good
you
fighter.
Seen any of the guys that fucking Ben Askren fought? The guy's a fucking scrapper, dude.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, like, I was just saying to Alex, I was like, I think Jake Paul actually has a pretty good chance because he is boxing. He's been boxing for like the last 2 years straight.
Yeah, but I mean, who has he won a fight against?
Okay, so Ben and
a
Ben,
fucking basketball player.
Do you know what type of record that Ben Askren has?
Yeah, but he actually fought guys that are actually professional fighters.
And Ben Askren holds the record for the fastest getting knocked out, 5 seconds. So?
Yeah, by that, by a world
by Jorge Street Thug Masvidal,
right? I know, who's a fucking beast?
I'm just joking. No, look, it's gonna be. The biggest thing is, regardless, I don't give a fuck about Jake Paul or Logan Paul, but
or Pokemon cards.
Pokemon cards.
What you're saying though is that, regardless of any of our thoughts, the NBA has sold.
They make him bank.
Where is it? Okay. $230 million.
Yeah.
Which is nothing to scoff at.
Yeah. So this is those moments where I remember 10 years ago when I was like, Bitcoin. What the fuck is Bitcoin?
Oh, 100%.
And all of a sudden you're like, oh, I wish I would have got it. So this is one of those moments where you can see clearly that people are doing it. And if you have some scratch, it's like put in. And I'm saying it like $9, and they looked at their card and they're like, oh, we could flip it right now for $1,500.
So this is my question to you. So you used $9, you get these three cards. What's the difference between that and using my $9 and going buy a Lotto Max ticket?
Nothing.
No, it's the exact same thing. It's just if you want to have a YouTube video on
a sweet LeBron James gifts.
Right. Well, hello. But so it is, it's basically like a lottery draw.
Yeah, but the other thing too lottery. Yeah. You buy it at the start of the week. At the end of the week, you win or you lose.
Hey, look, guys.
With this, you could buy something and you get a card. And you're like, okay, it's not worth anything now. You hold on to it. You have it, and then 15 years from now, you could flip it for $40. Okay, you bought $9. You still flipped it for $40. It's not a lot of money. You're still making more money than
you're eating wings account. And you're drinking a couple pitchers of beer on the house. Yeah.
If anything, I'm gonna go home probably and buy $9 just to do it now. Because
that's the thing. So this is what I was trying to get at, because you gamify things. And you try it once. It's like it's a gambling, it's addiction.
Totes.
If you bought one and you kind of got close to it, or if you hit it on one, it's like you spent $9 and you could sell this one for $100. And it's in beta right now. So I think if you were to jump in and you're not guaranteed to get anything because you have to get into like this digital lineup. But if you get in and you actually get one right now.
So I could pay $9 and not even get anything.
No. You just don't get a chance to pay $9.
You got to get into that digital lineup.
Yeah. So what?
Hey, lining up tonight.
Well, yeah, exactly. Yeah. So I'm saying, like, right now, it's like if you have some money to spend, you might as well spend it now. It's like those this one guy who, and I'm gonna say Logan Paul again.
Oh my fucking god! Ugh.
This one guy on his honeymoon, 20 years ago, bought this starter pack for Pokemon, put it in his closet, and then he sold it to Logan Paul for like $400,000.
That's pretty sweet.
So you buy a pack, shove it away. Yeah. I just kind of burped as I was doing it. But
that's okay.
Anyways.
Drinking.
Let's end up with our segment. This has been an extra large, heated version.
When we don't have anything to talk about, we talk about it, okay?
I'm okay with that.
That's all right.
That's all right.
Look, Goonies never die.
I swear we're going to come back to this NFT later, probably midsummerish, and we'll have...
Okay,
Ant's going to be probably have a fucking collection of.
I might. And if they went NFL, I probably would do it.
Well, NBA, I mean, okay, so here's what we're going to do. They probably will have an NFL one.
I would do NFL one. The TV went to sleep. Oh, I thought the TV went to sleep.
I just
thought, like, shit, the TV. Okay, so let's end with our second week of our inaugural segment.
What would Jerry do?
What would Jerry do? Okay, Alex, you have a great scenario for us today.
So we were kicking around that old age tale. What three animals would you bring on an island with you if you were stranded? Blah, 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 hairbrush, book, etc. Now, here's the scenario. Jerry Jones is flying over in one of his many private jets to London, England, to finalize a contract.
Crikey! Oh, wait, wrong island.
Yeah, but you know he's on the airplane doing that. Oh, yeah, gonna sign it. Gonna sign this massive deal with the Queen. So the Queen... London, NFL wants a team there. Jerry Jones just says, I got the capital. He's going to come over there with the expertise. However, turbulence, okay?
Shit.
Boom.
Plane goes down in some unknown island. Jerry survives naturally because he's a fucking survivor. And now he's in the plane. There's all of his items available to him. Items and personnel as well. We can throw personnel in there. He can save three things from that plane before he has to get out and then survive on this island for, I don't know, a month or two or something. So, you know, Water is definitely necessary, but let's say that there's some fresh water, there's some fishing, there's some
basic.
It's basically Castaway. Let's just say it's Castaway.
It's Castaway. So what does Jerry bring? He's got can grab three things. What three things does Jerry grab?
I'm glad that you broke it down like that, because when we kind of batted the idea on Instagram, I was like, well, fuck, satellite phone, like, you know, just shit. But the way you said it, it has to be on the airplane.
It's got to be on the air.
Like, it has to be within.
Look, he could have his phone. Grab. He's still getting. They still have. There's no cell service there.
Yeah, that's.
So
but
I don't
that's
know
what if, I meant. Like satellite phone. Oh, something that was going to go. But no one has a satellite phone.
Yeah. I mean, okay. Let's just say Jerry Jones would have a satellite phone, and he absolutely would try and bring the satellite phone. But let's just say the satellite
phone's out. It's out. Okay. So who's going? Am I going first?
You're going first.
So obviously he's grabbing his. And I mean, the only reason you brought up Castaway, the only reason he made it out was because of Wilson. So he's grabbing his football.
Yeah.
That's named Dak.
Absolutely.
So he has his Dak because Jerry ain't surviving on an island without his Dak.
I didn't pay you $45 million a year.
And just so it's really personable, he has his second one is his wallet size picture of Dak.
Damn, those are two good
ones. And
just
to put it
for inspiration.
Yeah, he has it there. So, and then to make the ball seem really lifelike, he has his duct tape to tape the picture of Dak onto the football. And that's the only way Jerry's making out of this island with his Dak.
And you know what? The duct tape, although for aesthetic needs for his ball, football,
could
can
be
come
used,
in handy.
Could make weapons to hunt wild boars. He could maybe make a raft with it.
See,
lots of options.
Where I connect with you on this, 100%, I said he was actually going to grab real Dak and like have Dak with him on the
so island. Dak's going to meet the queen with him.
Yeah, Dak's coming on the and nice. So he's like, I own you, come with me.
Yeah, he's got Dak with him.
Yeah, and, so I mean, yeah.
I love the breakdown
I'm gonna go next. So yours I think clearly not what it would be. So Jerry
Fair
Jones,
enough, this is a hypothetical situation.
Jerry yeah. Jones is picking three actual people. He's not actually picking things. He's picking his assistant, Johnny, because obviously he needs someone to go fetch
Manziel?
Tokens. yeah, you know. He's bringing his assistant. He's bringing his bodyguard. So he needs someone to help him fight off whatever.
Time out. I'm changing the rules of this game. Only there was a 8% survival rate on the plane. So you can only, out of those three items, you can have one person.
Okay. So
fair enough.
So his assistant, Johnny, 2 week, great at typing, not taking him. He's taking his personal, security guard.
Gotcha.
He's absolutely going to need someone to help chop down trees, build, infrastructure, dig moats, fight off, any type of like local tribes, whatever it is. Jerry Jones is bringing his bodyguard with him, number one. Yeah, in matter of fact, the bodyguard's swimming to the island while Jerry's sitting on the back trying to get cell reception like this, right?
Yep.
He's not getting cell reception. So that's number one. Number two, Jerry Jones for sure is going to either grab a knife or some sort of like sharp weapon. He knows he's going down and he needs some sort of sharp weapon when he gets to the island. So he's grabbing that.
Does it have Jerry's knife inscribed on the...
Yeah. Yeah.
No, it just has oil.
No. No, it has a Dallas Cowboys
buy
star,
oil.
Period.
Yeah.
Right?
Okay.
True, and then honestly, the other thing he has, like, guarantee you someone like Jerry Jones who goes around everywhere, he's wearing some sort of like survival watch that you could pull the pin.
I think it's a rape watch.
Or he's bringing a rape watch or something like that. But he's bringing some sort of like compassy watch thing with him. So he can.
Yeah, but what the fuck is a compass watch going to do for you? No, if you've never read a compass.
I know. That's what I'm saying. Like, it doesn't really matter in these situations.
You know what's going to get you through that is your Dak ball.
Yeah. So he has his guy. He gets the island. He fortifies. They cut down some coconuts and they start building rafts. He's doing things like that. Jerry Jones obviously knows how to direct people. He will direct this guy either to death, or what happens is he doesn't. It goes 30 days, and it gets to the point where the bodyguard says, "Fuck you, Jerry," and he kills Jerry.
I'm gonna eat you. Eats him,
and then he eats him.
He eats Jerry. That would be my first thing. You got to think his bodyguard's at least 300.
Are you kidding me? Jerry's got his
yeah,
knife?
Cowboy knife.
Who's eating who tonight? Bodyguard. All right, I don't got one. I think that. You guys covered that really
okay. Before nicely. Before we go, yeah. My favorite thing of last episode was when we went to tell you, we're like, "Hey, AJ, you got to go. You're like, no, I don't. We're like, no, you got to go. You're like, no, I don't. You thought we were telling you had to leave. Oh, yeah. Anyway, that was my. I thought that was hilarious. What time are we at? How long of an app?
I think this is the XLF of 58 minutes.
58 minutes. So we're gonna bounce before we hit an hour because an hour is gonna be reserved for something good. So yeah. It was awesome. It was heated. We talked about a lot of shit, not a lot about Dallas Cowboys stuff. But who gives a fuck? It was fun, and it's like we said, the Sahara Desert of the season right now.
All right. I'm Adam Bessie.
AJ.
I'm AJ. I'm Alex Johnson.
And I'm your boy, Big Hud. Wait, what?
This is the worst outro. Yeah!
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.